I have a busy social life. I go out most nights after work with friends. Last night, I went out for a meal with an old friend from university. It was really good to see her. Tell me about your social life. Do you go out a lot?
I do go out quite a lot, yeah. I like to go out to bars, and I quite like going to friends' houses and having dinner and things like that.
I like to go to the cinema, and I think the last movie I saw was The Hangover. It was very funny. And I like to go to the theatre also.
No, we don't go out a lot, possibly weekends, go out for meals or something.
Not too regularly. Weekends, play golf, and socialise afterwards.
During the day we do. In the evening, no. No, we don't.
My friends and I like to go out quite a lot. We go clubbing, we go to discos.
Yes, I go out sometimes in the village. We live in a small village, so a lot of our social life is in the village. So we go out to friends' houses, go to parties, go to the pub.
Not so much, but I like it a lot. I like to go to the theatre, to the cinema, meet friends, eat out.
Sometimes I go out for a couple of drinks with some good friends, but not very often. Yeah, a couple times a month maybe.
Did you go out last night?
We went to this club in Piccadilly Circus and we danced all night. We had a few drinks, but then mostly dancing. And there was a few guys there and they're really cute and we like talked to them.
We had dinner in an Italian restaurant by Tower Bridge and it was lovely. We had a lovely evening of just looking at the river and enjoying the view and enjoying lots of fun with the family.
Well, I went to the cinema, seeing the last Harry Potter film, which I enjoyed a lot. And afterwards, I met some friends for a drink in town.
We went to see Mamma Mia at the Prince of Wales Theatre. It was excellent.
We went to the theatre. We saw a play by Tom Stoppard called Arcadia, which was extremely interesting. We enjoyed it very much. Afterwards, we went with friends for a meal. We had a Spanish tapas type meal, which was extremely enjoyable.
Last night, I went to Westfield Shopping Centre, which is in the west of London, and I enjoyed a delicious meal there.
Last night, I went to a friend of mine's house, which is in South London, and we went out and went to a fish and chip shop, bought some fish and chips, and went home and had that with a beer in front of the television.
Thank you for coming on the show, Baruti. We're all very interested to know more about your work, but first of all, let's start from the beginning. Where were you born?
I was born in Johannesburg in 1962.
Can I ask you about your childhood?
Yes, of course. I was the fourth child in a very big family. There were 11 of us. My father was a teacher and my mother cleaned houses for rich people.
Did you go to school?
Yes, I did. Education was very important to my parents.
When did you decide to work with poor children?
When I was in school, one of my friends lost his parents. He had no family, no living grandparents, so he moved to a house for orphans. I visited him, and when I saw his life there, I decided to work with orphans.
When did you open your orphanage?
We opened it in 1996.
We?
Yes, my wife and I. We got married in 1990.
And who's your hero?
I'm glad you asked that. It's Mother Teresa. I often think about her words. I can do no great things, only small things with great love.
That's very interesting. I have one more question. What's your favourite book?
Let me think about that. I like many books, but Long Walk to Freedom is one of my favourites. It's the story of Nelson Mandela's life in his own words.
That sounds interesting. Thank you. Okay, now it's time to ask the audience for questions. Are there any questions for Baruti? Yes, you at the back.
Carlos Acosta is one of the greatest living ballet dancers. He was the first black principal dancer at Covent Garden in London. He is famous around the world, and in his home country of Cuba, he is a national hero. Carlos now travels the world, but always sees Cuba as his home. All his family are still there. In Cuba, he isn't a foreigner. He says that in Cuba, a child learns to dance first and then to speak. He talks about the heat and the sea, about dance and music and happiness.
Cuba is always going to be my home. In my heart, that's the only country, you know. And because that's where all my relatives are, my memories, you know, and this is the only place I was never going to be a foreigner. You learn how to dance first and you learn how to speak, you know, in Cuba. It's something that is being passed on through generation and generation, you know. And it's also, you know, the heat and the tropic and the sea, and it's almost, that's what it's asking for, dance and music and happiness.
Carlos was born in Havana, the youngest of 11 children in a poor family. He often missed school. He was a champion break dancer in the streets, but didn't want to be a professional dancer. When he was 9, his father sent him to ballet school. Carlos hated it. He told his father he wanted to do something else.
So I did tell him many times that I didn't want to be, that I wanted to do something else, football. But he didn't want to hear it, so I went and. But thank God that he didn't want to hear it, because thanks to that I'm here now.
At ballet school, Carlos wasn't always a good student and didn't want to be a dancer. But when he was 13, Carlos saw the Cuban National Ballet, and he loved it so much that he changed his mind about ballet. He decided to work hard. And 3 years later, at 16, he travelled to Europe for the first time. That year, he won 4 major dance competitions and became famous all over the world. Now, he is an international star and he dances in many countries. But he still goes home to Cuba several times a year to visit his family.